This is your daily mind medicine.
Well, what's up? Happy Monday. Day one of a big week. I'm recording this a couple days before, and it is late. Y'all, it is late in the ungodly hours of the night at the time I'm recording this. The reason that I'm awake is because somebody in one of our client communities, who shall rename nameless, dared me to do 75 hard with them. If you don't know what 75 hard is, it's like a mindset type of program that has physical pain built into it. Two workouts a day. One of them's got to be outside. A gallon of water. 10 pages of reading a day. Got to be on a diet. Got to take a progress pic. It's a bunch of stuff just stacked up. And here's the thing. It's not that it's difficult. This is what life is like. It's not necessarily this super hard. It's just easy to quit. That's like basically life summed up in a nutshell. It's not hard. It's just, you know, it's easy to quit. And so anyways, the reason I'm out is because I have to do my outside workout. And my wife has been out of town for a couple of days. Some of you don't know, my wife is her own entrepreneur. So she runs a business and she's a mom. And my wife keeps us together. If you don't know my wife, then you might look at me and say, oh, this guy's just a freak cool entrepreneur. No. I got blessed at home with a really, really incredible woman. Your partner matters a lot. Anyways, that's not what this is about. Gosh, it's not even talking about Lindsay. Anyways, she's been out of town. She's at a conference. And she finally just got home. And I wasn't able to leave the kids. So I'm out here in the middle of nowhere, somewhere in Tennessee, doing my workout outside, and thought I would say what's up. And this is a perfect topic, because this is what I found to be true. Most of the things in life that are worth getting, it's really not that they're that hard. When you look back on it, yeah, there were challenging moments, there were challenging seasons, but it's not like, you know, I was getting my hand cut off and had to sit there and watch it. No, it's not like that. We get rhythm and we get routine and we get momentum. You know, I've lost momentum. I've built momentum. I've had more momentum cycles than most people, because I have been a good steward and a bad steward. But here's the point. When you're in the middle of a great season where you're making progress, there's this little voice that begins to talk to you, and you begin to believe that you have outgrown the little things. This is why people lose momentum. It's not because they go off and decide to become drunkies. No, most of the time that's not the case. Most of the time it's that they just cut a corner here and they cut a corner there. And they sort of start thinking, you know, I could do this tomorrow. The most dangerous words for momentum is, let's do it tomorrow. What I don't get done today, I'll get done tomorrow. It's not that it's hard. It's that it's just easy to quit. And this is the truth in relationships, business, politics, whatever it is you're building. Because if you're listening to this, you're building something. Like, let's be real. Come on. Like, nobody listens to me because you are lazy and you just want to sit at home all day and do nothing. Yeah, I will offend you if that's the case. The people who tune in, and the show is growing. I think last month it was like, I don't know, a couple 100% growth month over month. That's because when you listen to this, you want to be reminded that there's no height that is inaccessible to you. There's no impact that's inaccessible for you. Whatever I've done, you can do it. You can do 10x what I've done. Whatever so-and-so has done, you can do it. But the key is longevity. Can you be consistent for a really long time, even if you're not seeing the yield? It's going to be really easy to quit. There'll be times when you're not going to want to do it. I'll rally with you, though. I think that this is actually just a rally season. What do I mean by that? I mean that there's opportunity for you in the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, that the future version of you If you could see it, you wouldn't believe it. You'd be dumbfounded at how the rooms you'll be in, the stages you'll get invited to, the friends you're going to develop. This is a rally season. There's momentum brewing up. You can feel it. You literally feel it in the air. Don't dip out now. Lock in now. In fact, whatever you're doing right now might not be a bad idea. Just go ahead and double it, because that's how rally seasons work. I'll double it with you. Love you. Bye.